You're listening to Fab Wives Unfiltered, a Fab Wives podcast hosted by Lady E, where we discuss the real and raw facts of the Fab Wife life, because it's not all glitz and glam, but we make it look fabulous.
Hey, Fab Wives, we are back for another episode. This is Lady E. How y'all doing?
Hello.
Hey, Lady E.
Hey, Lady E.
Hey.
How you doing, Mr. Lauren?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you, Miss Tish?
I am fabulous.
That's amazing. I'm acting so silly. All right, Miss Rhea, how are you doing today, lady?
Hey, Lady E.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get started with our introduction for our hot topics.
Okay, yeah. Guys. So y'all know that I work in a whole different state.
Right.
Okay.
Me and you both.
Yes.
A whole nother state.
South Carolina?
Yes.
Oh.
So we both actually live on the north side of Charlotte. So, So I'm like almost at the furthest point of the north side of Charlotte. And we drive all the way to the south end into the next state. Mm-hmm. So there have been times when I've been in the car for 2 hours trying to get home.
Wow.
Okay, so I was online. I'm always looking at little marriage facts and little marriage stats. And I saw a marriage fact. I don't know where it came from. I just saw a snippet, but I don't know who to source it to. But it said that people who endure a more than 45-minute commute are 40% more likely to divorce.
What?
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
So, of course, that stood out to me. So I wanted to know, like, what the heck is that about?
What is that about?
Like, do you guys feel like there's any merit to that? And where would it come from?
I think the commuters, y'all need to start.
Yeah. Brandon and I, we work at the same company. So the three of us work at the same company.
Yeah.
And so he has the same commute. And when I went on maternity leave, I really saw how long he's in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It really was clear to me because he would leave at like 7:30 and he wouldn't get to work until 9.
Mm.
And so then my son is leaving at 7:30 with him and they're not getting home until 6:30, 6:45. So they're basically gone for like the whole entire day.
Yeah.
And so I was saying to him, like, can you talk? I never really realized it until I went on leave. And then I was like, God, my poor baby. By the time he gets home, we're rushing him to get in the bath just to go to bed and do it all over
again.
Yeah, it's
and
crazy.
So I got frustrated with him a couple times. Like, can you tell your manager that you're in the car for 4 hours a day, you know, three and a half hours a day just to get to and from work? Like, can you go in later to avoid the traffic or leave earlier to avoid the and then log on later on at night? Like,
something.
So I don't know that it would ever lead us to divorce. Like, that would never happen. But I could definitely see that it bothered me a lot. And so I ended up going, my son would leave with him in the morning, and then I would pick him up from school, and he would come home with me around like 4 o'clock. So we would never divorce over it, but we definitely have had some serious conversations. Like, you need to talk to your manager because this is not cool.
Yeah.
Does he know the quality of life you have on the road in this crazy traffic in Charlotte?
That's really true.
So what I think it is that it's a mood changer. So I'll be honest, there's been times where I've gotten, I'm like, don't nobody talk to me.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. I can't believe I was in the car for that long. And what it is that maybe, the good thing about it, though, is that for us, we do work from home sometimes. So I think that breaks it up a little bit.
Agreed.
But I can definitely see where if I was in the car every single day and if I had a shift or a job that didn't allow me to be flexible enough to pick my shifts and I had to be in that rush hour and my commute was literally an hour and a half going back and forth each day, I probably wouldn't be the most pleasant person at home.
Right.
You know, you'd really have to focus and like, you know, like channel your thoughts into, you know, what you're there for. And
well, let me just say, I have quit a job before.
Over the commute.
Like literally, like I had my son. Yes, I had my son and I was living in the north and I had to travel all the way down to the south. I wasn't quite in South Carolina, but I was down pretty far.
It's stressful.
Then picking up my son, I came to work that next day like, I quit. And I'm like, what do you mean? And I was like, I quit. it was so stressful. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying for anybody to quit their job. Right. I mean, yeah. This was early on. I wasn't making any coins. But at the end of the day, it was one of those decisions where I felt like I would be better if I quit my job. So now I literally work across the street from my house.
Yeah.
My kids are across the street from my house. My husband works about 15 minutes away from the house. And for us, because we're so busy with everything else, it has to be that way, because if we worked anywhere further, I'd be in that 40%.
Yeah, and I won't lie, I definitely had to alter my schedule, and my girls can't do everything that they... I used to be able to sign them up for anything that they wanted to sign up for, and now if it doesn't land on those days that I work from home, they can't do it, because there's a possibility that I won't get to make them there on time. So that could also put a strain on your family's dynamic, and it feeling like you're not making sacrifices for the family and you're not putting the kids first, you're putting a job first. So I can kind of see where it would have some merit, to be honest, y'all.
I do too.
I feel for y'all. I mean, my husband's commute is downstairs.
He's pretty much 100%
working from home, you know, so he has flexibility, like drop my daughter off to, you know, go and pick her up, you know, when needed, when I have to do stuff, you know, after work. I've never really had that. I would hope that that wouldn't necessarily land someone in divorce, but I could definitely see how it could put a strain on your marriage.
Yeah.
You know, just because, have y'all ever been in a car and it's almost like you feel like you're a zombie, like you don't necessarily remember how you got there.
Oh my God, so many times.
And I've done that so many times, like I don't remember the street. Yeah. I don't remember any cars I passed, because it's like, I felt like I was just in the motions, going through the motions. And I've done it so many times, like, yo, I gotta snap out of it. Like, I gotta change it up. So boy, it's like, it feels like I'm sleep driving.
Yeah.
And so by the time I got home, it's like, you know, we don't have that commute, but I'm still tired because I've just been on like a conveyor belt all day.
Yeah. Being in the car too long can make you delirious. That's why after 10 minutes, the kids are like, are we there yet? Like, it makes you delirious. Okay.
But I feel I would love to be able, and, you know, I don't talk to my husband about this. When we were talking about moving to South Carolina and working in North Carolina. At the time, we were looking at houses in South Carolina. And I was like, you know, well, what if we just get a driver? Like, I was so ready. And I was so sincere, though. Like, yo, what if we just see, you know, if we can hire a driver, you know, twice a week to kind of drive on the commute so that we can sleep, so that we can relax, so that we can talk on the phone or whatever, you know, just whatever. And I've gotten to the point now where it's like I want to utilize the resources and the help that may be available. Granted, it's going to cost me money.
I was about to say,
but
that
my
sounds...
time has got to... It might cost me money. Again, it depends. Yeah, and it might be an Uber.
Not feasible.
It might be an Uber or it might be a Lyft, you know, but if it can give me time to do something else, my time has gotten so precious to me now where it's like I don't want to waste 6 hours on a Saturday cleaning my house.
Right.
I would rather call Rosa and Consuela. That's their names. This is not...
That's their real name.
I would rather call Rosa and Consuela to come to the crib and
mine is Nerida.
I just would. Because time is precious.
Seriously. You know what? That's interesting. Now, I'm going to go back and look more into that 40%. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get to our main topic here. A marriage can't make it without.
Fill in the blanks.
Let's fill in the blanks. What can't your marriage make it without?
Communication.
That is like everything.
A marriage can't make it without respect.
Sex.
Yeah, definitely.
My man is not going to make it.
Yeah, sex is
no.
He won't make it.
No.
I won't either.
No. Understanding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Empathy.
Definite empathy.
Yeah. Keep going around.
Okay.
Y'all wanna play the game.
Elaborate. Yeah. And you know what I'm realizing too? A marriage cannot make it without passion. Like, you have to have a passion for your marriage.
You do.
Like,
that's word.
You have to, and it doesn't come overnight. I feel like when you get married, as a newlywed, newlyweds are passionate about their marriage, but it's like I don't want to say it's a fake passion. It's not a fake passion.
Yeah.
But it's a little more with like the love and the lust. Like it still has that lust in it. But like the passion that you have for your marriage is when you're like intentional and you're like, I want to do whatever it takes. And when you got to get in that grit and you're wanting to push through that grit, it's like what's going to keep you going through it. It's your passion and your love for it and your admiration and your fondness of it. Like, my passion for it is what, like, pushes me through.
Yeah, agreed.
I would say also date nights for us. So today, Brandon was home today and I was home and we went out for lunch. And, of course, we had the baby, which was fine because she's good. But when we left, I was like, thank you so much for going to lunch with me. I really appreciated
date nights are so vital.
That, like, 2 hours with him. And it was just, we just sat and talked. It's something we hadn't done in a while. So to me, my marriage, we need to date each other. We need to have those 2 hours, 4 hours where we go out and just do something nice where it's him and I and just focused conversations on each other.
Quanisha said trust. That is 100% the foundation.
You need that.
Trust.
Seriously.
If you don't have trust, that's going to, I mean.
I say spontaneity.
Yeah.
I feel like that leaves and I kind of group that with passion. I think after you've been married for a while, you get so, and especially when you have children and jobs, and you get so much in the routine.
Yes.
You know, in the routine, to me, my opinion is routine is can be death for your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, we doing the same thing every day, day in and day out. Nothing changes. There's nothing different. It's the same positions. It's the same, like, let's change it up. Like, shake it up.
Yeah.
Like, be open to really being intentional and doing something different.
A prayer
I
life.
That's by Nady.
I was going to say.
A prayer life for sure.
God, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hands down.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
My marriage wouldn't make it without God.
Man.
Yeah. Without faith. And,
who are you telling?
Right.
Won't he do it?
I mean, you have to have that.
You have to.
I mean, I don't, everybody to eat your own, but I know for me, I have to go to a higher power sometimes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I am Pink says
now
being
that's
intentional.
The foundation for sure.
Yeah, being intentional.
I am Pink says being intentional.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I think a marriage can't make it without, like, a sense of humility. Like, you have to be willing to, like, humble yourself.
Always.
Like,
you got to take that L when you don't want
sometimes
to.
Sometimes you got to shut your mouth.
You got to take that L. You got to swallow that bullet. You just got to shut up sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's hard.
Now, is anything really more important than something else? Or do you guys just feel like all across the board? I feel like trust is a big one.
Trust is huge.
Yeah.
God,
because if you
God
don't trust,
trust.
Yeah, God, yeah, God, like, goes without saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's like, I feel like trust is important because what kind of communication are you going to have if you don't, like, is it going to be honest communication or is it just going to be frivolous communication?
Right. Yeah.
Like,
right. And who wants to go to bed at night, like, is he cheating?
Yeah. Right. It's mental anguish.
Yeah. It's like, you're exactly. I like that. It's torture. Mm-hmm.
Or trust, not just cheating, like trust you to protect me.
Yeah.
Trust you to care for me.
Finances.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Trust you, exactly.
Don't go there.
Any of our wives on IG, please feel free to put out what you feel is a marriage can't make it without. I see a couple of people have just joined, so.
Yeah. I think all of these are great things. And, I mean, I don't know. You do need money in marriage.
Yeah, you sure do.
I mean, you can't be.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. It's some broke home. It's some homeless people that's in love.
You're right.
But they will make it.
You're right. They in love.
Oh, Sing Praise Shop says, I'm a newlywed, but work opposite shifts, and we have our daughter on weekends. So I say all of the above and commitment. Yes.
Agreed.
Totally.
Yes.
Commitment. Agreed. Commitment's big.
Honestly, even when I think about commitment, I think about Monique because, you know, how they have a podcast about their open marriage.
Oh, God.
And they're addressing, she announced it like today, yesterday, that her and her husband, Sydney, are having a podcast about open marriage.
Okay.
And again, that's trust. It's open trust.
It's whatever, I guess, works for you all.
Yeah.
For them, whatever.
Wow.
Okay.
Yes,
Earth said a marriage can't make it without laughing together.
Oh,
yes.
That's the truth.
Lord.
That is the truth, honestly. You have to be able to be yourself, too.
Yeah.
I'm so over Monique.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I'm complaining.
Sidebar.
She has
we'll have to come back to her.
We'll come back to that.
But open marriage?
Hey, if that's what works for her. Well,
I heard her say that before.
I have heard her say that, but she has some points. Wait, with the
I'm talking about Netflix.
She does have some points.
But for her open, I don't, and I've said this in previous podcasts. If If it works for you and for your mate, then I don't feel like there's anything wrong with it. If you guys are open about it, you have open dialogue about, look, this is what I expect. You meeting these needs, but you're not really meeting these needs. So I'm going to go here and or do whatever. I feel like if they're both on the same page and they're on board, I feel like everyone has the luxury to create their union to look how they want it to look. There is no set guidelines. There is no standard. Every one thing doesn't work for every couple. So I feel like if that's what they felt they needed to do in order to stay together, in order to be prosperous and all those things, more power to you. It don't work for me and mine. Yeah.
I don't want to judge it. It's because it's not any of our places to judge it, but I just don't understand it.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, like, I just don't get it. That's all.
Well,
I think we've talked about before, I can wrap my head around the swinger thing a little bit more because that's associated with like fantasies and stuff like that.
But most of those marriages end because people get too into
I couldn't do that. Yeah. I don't want to judge that. Yeah. But I would think with an open marriage, like you go into a whole bunch of different people or you go into that same person.
And it might not be necessarily. And that's
because that's a relationship.
I go to this one person, or it might be, you know what, I go to several. I don't know.
And then are you?
But
being,
I might listen to their podcast and find out.
Are you completely honest with your spouse to know
whatever
who you are?
It is.
With
I just think it opens up a gate.
A really big gate.
It's very unsafe.
Yeah, because are you taking tests every week?
Are they strapping up?
They might be.
But again, I think
are you using
is it an agency that, you know.
I think that's what goes into the all right. Though.
That's. I think we have some great topics for what makes and your marriage and what you can't live without. So let's go ahead and move on to our next segment. Okay. Ask Fab Wives. Ms. Tish, come on and read us this letter here.
All right. Hi, Fab Wives Podcast. I've listened to every episode of the Fab Wives Podcast, and I love your take on marriage. So, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
I have a question that I need your advice on. I have a coworker that I am great friends with. We haven't known each other for a very long time, but we work closely together, and I've grown to love him like a brother. My husband feels uncomfortable about our friendship. I have zero feelings for my coworker, which I think my husband believes me. And I also believe that my coworker has no feelings for me either. My coworker is not married or in a real relationship, so maybe this adds to my husband's feelings. It would be so weird at work if I had to cut my coworker off. What should I do? How can I make my husband feel comfortable with our friendship? Thanks for the advice in advance.
I think her husband knows something she don't know.
What do you mean by that?
He's a gigolo. I feel like her husband... The thing that stood out, my coworker is not married or in a real relationship. Do you feel like your husband would be more okay with you being friends with a man who was married as well, even though things still can happen?
Right.
But wouldn't you feel, for me personally, if my husband had a coworker friend that was his home girl and they was out all the time, and I found out that she was this video vixen dating around, then I'm like, ah.
Right.
But if it's somebody who's married and is known and she's in a loving marriage, even though still things
happen, that's even scarier.
That would make me feel a little bit more comfortable. Like, there's a greater chance that she ain't checking for him.
Yeah.
Now, that's... I'm different.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the woman that's married can be checking for him because there's nothing with it. So it's like, I can have my boo over here and still be all right.
I mean, it could happen either way. We don't know. You know, we don't know if a married... We don't know what people's motives are, you know? So a married person can cheat. And a single person can get involved in an already committed marriage. So
that's
we don't know. And I think the biggest thing is just trusting our spouse. And
how does he know how close they are? Like, what is...
home talking?
Yeah,
about
so it? I'm not saying keep the relationship, but what are you talking about at home?
Yeah.
David said this today.
And David said, like, how does he know that y'all are that close?
Yeah.
Like, I can understand... You know, like, I know that my husband has coworkers that he's been coworkers for years with that they're close, but I don't hear about them all the time for me to feel uncomfortable.
And, I mean, she may have zero feelings for him, but that may not be the case with him.
We don't know.
I don't know anybody over the certain age.
He's talking too much. That's why he don't
feel that are still friends.
Here's my take.
Just friends.
I feel like if your husband, I feel like if your husband has very strong feelings about you interacting with this coworker to that severity, then I feel like you should honor and respect that. I'm not necessarily saying that it's right. I'm not necessarily saying that you agree with him, but I am saying that if he had is very uncomfortable to the point where it's now starting to affect your union, then you should own that, accept that, and minimize maybe your interaction, you know, with your coworker. That's not saying that you need to be rude or disrespectful, but they might say, you know what, I'm not going out to lunch with him. I'm not going, you know, out for drinks, you know, with him and the coworkers or what have you. But maybe
she's definitely gonna have to honor it. I agree, no doubt about that.
You gotta respect that.
Right.
But on the flip side, now I have had platonic friendships with male coworkers. Now, my husband, I've gone to my husband, like, oh, yeah, you know, me and such, we just went out to lunch. And it was just him and I.
Yeah.
There was zero.
Yeah.
And in fact,
Sing Praise Shop said, this is why I don't do work booths. Me either. I don't do no work.
And I feel like, honestly, the person, my coworker, I feel like you might have been bad for the other side. So it's like, it was nothing.
Yeah.
Like, it was no. And but my husband, him being who he is, he has zero jealous bones in his body. Like, he could care less. But that's him.
Right.
So for him, he really didn't care. And we've had this conversation where he's like, you know what? Well, if it was me and I came home saying that I went out with Chick and we was laughing and kikiing, you would feel some type of way. Yep, I sure would, because that's me.
Right.
I'm not saying it's right, but it's my way. I don't want you because I don't trust the girl. I trust you. But I don't trust a lot of women out here.
I've talked about this on Talk Tuesday and I think maybe even on the podcast before. I personally don't mind if Brandon has work booze and bays. That's completely different. We're talking about just a work friend. I don't have a problem with that. If he has a work friend, somebody that he goes out to lunch with and, you know, they work together, no problem. And the same with me. I also have had male friends that I've gone to lunch with and have, you know, at work, got coffee with, certain things like that. And Brandon, same thing. He's not, you know, he's not jealous about it at all. I've told him about it. But if he came to me and said, DeLauren, I don't feel comfortable with that, knowing that he never harasses me about stuff like that, I would definitely
cut it off.
What he's saying and honor his request. I would absolutely cut it off.
Yeah.
And I would want to know why. Like, what do you know that I don't know? Or, you know, but I don't see there being an issue with, not in my marriage.
So I'm going to tell a story about myself, and I'm not going to lie. So I was definitely in this situation. I don't do work booze. I don't do work husbands. I don't like that terminology. Nothing to whoever uses it, but I don't know. It just, you ain't my bae. Like,
you ain't bae.
But I did have a male work friend who we were very close, like good friends. He was married. I was engaged. And I definitely think that I overstepped my boundaries, not in any sexual way at all. But we were great friends. We went to lunch all the time. There's been times where I'm like, oh, I need to stop at the house. I mean, he painted my baby's nursery. Like, I gave him my gym card so he can go to the gym. Like, I didn't see anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
And Travis never said anything. And they became cool, you know, as cool as people who don't see each other often could be. And he was always very respectful. I mean, our kids went to school and it was like I would show up to the kids' play and be like, Travis, we're on the way, and he's with me. So, like, I drive, you know. So it definitely...
It's the person.
Huh?
It's the person. So, like, Travis is somebody that would...
Yes, he's not... Yeah, but he did mention it one day. Like he did, like, mention it. I could tell he wasn't bothered by it, but it was worth mentioning. Like, you doing the most.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm older, I don't really have... I don't have any, like, friendships like that with men.
I don't either.
So I do think, like, in hindsight, my 35-year-olds would tell my 26-year-old self, girl, you was doing the most.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't supposed to be all tight like that. Like
for what?
Exactly. Now, did you know his wife?
Yeah. Yep.
Soon, everybody was cool.
Everybody's cool.
And see, this is what plays in my head.
And
I had a coworker, somebody that I managed, and they had been married for, I don't know, like 20 years, and... The other couple had been married for like 10, 12 years, and they would all go on like family vacations. And long story short, her husband started messing with his wife.
See, no.
And mind you, they've all been very integrated, and they basically just like switched spouses.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It goes down.
It can go down.
Let's just
Yeah, let's just end it on that because that could go. That it goes down.
It goes down.
It goes down. So, Miss.
Mr. Lauren, thank you for writing it.
Yes, thank you.
I hope we helped.
I hope we did. Yeah. Gave you some insight.
This is somebody's strawberry letter.
You do have, right, Selena? I mean, you do have to take what your husband feels into consideration.
Absolutely.
And if it makes him feel, I won't lie, it will be awkward for her at work for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But you want it to be awkward at work or home?
Right. Which one? Which is more important?
Right.
Oh, that's tricky. All right.
Good luck.
Good luck with that. Thank you. All right, Mr. Lauren, please go ahead and give us our marriage minute.
Okay, our marriage minute. So I have shared, even in Talk Tuesday, about a goal that Brandon and I set for 2018, and that is to shut our phones off between the hours of 6:30 and 8:30. We are going to be intentional Monday through Thursday at not being on our cell phones during those times so we can focus on our children and focus on each other and just give each other dedicated time.
That's awesome.
With our family. So I'm not talking to Noah like, huh? Oh, wait, hold on real quick while I'm still sending a text or sending an email or something. So I want to challenge everyone to think about something like that for yourselves, even if it's just an hour a day. Focus on your children. Focus on your husband. Put your phones down, have eye-to-eye contact conversations. Don't be distracted by social media because it is a big distraction. Our phones are such a distraction, and our children are seeing that, and they're seeing that they're not getting our undivided attention. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that we're giving that to them. We're pouring that focus into them. So just want to challenge.
Selena says she loves that. Laura said, great idea.
Yeah.
It is a great idea.
I think also
Thank you.
That a step further with anything that's a device. So I have this thing about devices. So a television, a tablet, phone, like any device, you know, between a period of time, just, you know, shut it off.
Anything that takes your attention away.
Media, anything.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's great.
Even a book.
Even a book.
Anything
that
unless you're reading it together.
Right.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Woo, lots to do. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Fab Wives Unfiltered podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star rating. To learn a little more about Fab Wives, visit fabwives.com and join our community of Fab Wives committed to love and marriage. While you're there, check out our 2018 official membership program created for the wife who is intentional about living her best Fab Wife life and seeing her marriage prosper in 2018 and beyond. And until next time,
be fabulous!